It's Ryder, it's Lisa, and we're hungry like the wolves. So we're going to make this quick. Enjoy the podcast.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
If you haven't watched Riverdale Season 2, Episode 1, do not log into Twitter. I just got it spoiled for me via a meme.
Okay, you haven't even watched the end, like last half of season one. I don't know why you're worried about season two all of a sudden.
Well, maybe
you're
one
not a
day.
True fan.
Maybe one day.
You're a part-time fan.
Yeah, I'm like that with a lot of shows, though. I don't finish them.
I'm the real fan around here.
You just watch it to watch Veronica.
Yeah, and then rewind and watch it again.
Are her eyebrows fixed yet?
I don't care.
That one was always a little bit more wonky than the other one.
Yeah, no, it made her look like she was always inquisitive.
One was raised.
Route 99 as of, 7 p.m. tomorrow? Is that what it was?
It's like 7 to 10 or something.
Yeah, is going full-blown milkshake bar, and the first 200 people there get a milkshake, and it's like in honor of Riverdale, so they're going to make it look like the burger shop.
It's going to be a disaster.
No, it's not.
Like, in a way that is good.
Oh, like busy.
So busy.
Yeah.
And it's not a very big venue, is it? I've never been to Route 99, but I've heard good things.
It's pretty decent. Actually, I remember when I walked in there the first time, I was like, whoa, this reminds me of the place off of Riverdale. Like, actually, it already, like, really does look like it. Even the way it's set up, like, where the tables are in correlation to, like, where the till is, it's like exactly the same already.
Cool.
So they picked the right spot for it for sure.
I like it.
I'm gonna be very angry though if I go and wait in line and then get my free milkshake and I can't chase it with an Eggs Benedict because it's in the evening, because their Eggs Benedict is bomb. I won't do that again. Mama. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @MummyWines on Twitter. I think a lot of parents will be able to relate with this one.
Okay.
Why be a Pinterest mom when you can be a PB&J on a hot dog bun because you're out of bread, mom?
So I wanted to talk about things that you're ashamed of. This after I've already had about 20 mini chocolate bars.
I'd say closer to 30, but...
Just making it rain with wrappers.
Yeah, everywhere you go. Seriously, they're like falling out of your back pocket. Your purse is full.
Yeah.
I can see a wrapper right now by looking over at you.
Which one is it?
It's a Reese peanut butter cup wrapper. So yeah, that's fairly embarrassing. And I did something yesterday that I never thought I'd do.
What?
Well, I don't even know if I want to tell the story. We'll get into it in 3 minutes, maybe. Tell us your story. All right, things you're slightly embarrassed about. I caught myself cheering for the Calgary Flames yesterday.
Ryder! Gross!
I never thought that would happen.
It's just because of Yager, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Yager. Now I'm confused.
Such a shame.
It's like your whole life when you're straight and then you see Cristiano Ronaldo running down the field. And you're like, whoa, what's happening to me?
We got a text into 780107 saying, I like to get drunk by myself sometimes. I'm kind of ashamed of that. Anonymous texter. That's okay. That's okay.
Sometimes it's fun partying with yourself.
I've only gotten drunk alone once, and it was Christmas Eve, like, 2 years ago.
I remember it.
How do you... You weren't there.
No, but you were rifling out texts to everyone, and people are like, did Lisa get drunk by herself in the bathtub? Was it in the bathtub?
I did go in the bathtub.
See?
Bath bombs were so hot right now 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, no, I was drunk texting. I was very emotional that night. It wasn't anything negative.
Yeah,
I was,
it was
emotional in like, I just love everyone.
Mm-mm.
Tis the sizz.
No, that's not what it was. It was emotional in a bad way.
What?
Enjoy your family, you piece of shit.
Hey.
That's what you said to me.
I don't think I said that.
Yep.
If I said it, I didn't mean it. I had a full bottle of red wine.
I think you had a box. This text from Graveyard Shift John. I smashed a whole box of mint chocolate Girl Scout cookies in my face.
Those mint ones are so addicting, though.
Here's a little tip. Freeze them. They're so much better when they're frozen.
Huh. Okay.
Kind of the cookie man. I know my.
You are not the cookie man. I've literally never seen you eat a cookie.
Yeah, that's because I am the cookie man. I don't want like Sharon, so I do it.
You do it privately in the bathroom?
Low key.
Trending this hour.
Aw, man, the Beaverton got me again. I just saw a headline on Facebook saying KFC introduces buckets of just chicken skin. And I got excited. But then I realized it's the Beaverton, which is a fake Canadian news website.
Yeah.
And they're on point all the time, like very sarcastic headlines. You need to follow them.
My question is, if they ever came out with that, would it come with a side of gravy?
It has to.
Oh, why? Now that's all I want. I just want chicken skin. If anybody could drop off just some chicken skin, you can have the chicken. Maybe you're a real fitness guru and you want the protein. Fine, have the chicken. I'll take the skin.
Ryder in the morning
on Hot 107.
So you're applying for a job in England.
Mm-hmm. Professional pizza eater.
If you got the job, you'd actually go, hey? You'd leave all our listeners behind?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I just want to know that I want to be able to brag that I was on the short list.
Okay.
Because I think I have the potential.
Yeah, I agree,
know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? Yeah.
How many slices you can get in you?
They're asking me, what makes awesome pizza? And all I wrote back was, when the entire thing is yours and you don't have to share.
Okay, good answer.
Right? And it's different. Why are you the best candidate for this role? Well, I've been told that I wear my pizza weight well. I am totally comfortable eating pizza even when the ranch runs out. I still look good when I don't know there's pizza sauce on my face. Sometimes I'll black out and eat an entire pizza and pretend it didn't actually happen, so I'll eat another one. I also don't discriminate against other varieties of pizza, such as the pizza pop or pizza rolls.
All right. Or the calzone. Throw the calzone in there. You gotta use some like Italian sounding words so they take you seriously too.
Hashtag one love.
Okay.
Submit.
That's it? That's the whole application.
What am I missing?
Well, I was just wondering if there were more questions.
No, that's it.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I think you'll actually probably be offered the gig. I was starting to think about dream jobs.
Okay.
After you were going off about this.
Why? What's yours?
I don't know. Like, I like testing things out as well.
Okay, so it can even be a job that doesn't exist. So it literally is in your dreams. What's something?
So I was thinking along the food thing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that invented the KFC mashed potatoes with gravy deep fried balls.
Mm.
I bet that's his job, is to like work
come up
for KFC
with, right.
And go and try completely different things with the list of ingredients he has.
Very innovative.
Like chicken skin buckets. That's actually a really smart idea. It's disgusting, but it's...
But it would sell.
It would sell. So I think working for a company and like specifically KFC and creating new odd foods that could go viral would be a really fun job. Also like lap dance tester.
So
you like test the strength of the bench or something, I guess.
But you would actually have people physically on you?
Yeah, like, hey, is this, can you go and check every room here and make sure everything's sturdy? That's, you don't want somebody getting hurt at the dancers. That would be a weird place to get hurt and really hard to explain.
I think that you're onto something.
Yeah, I would love to combine the two and like have some chicken skin poutine while testing out the lap dance benches.
You're just sitting at the bar, at the strippers,
yeah.
Doing your homework while getting a lap dance.
Yeah, you know how it is. Okay, your turn. 780-107 is our text line, or call 450-3332. And Robin says, radio show host, can I just be Lisa?
Well, you might have to soon if I'm leaving.
Exactly. Get your applications all dusted off and ready. It's actually kind of true that we have a pretty cool job. I was looking around at all the records. Anytime we have an artist come in here, they sign a record.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it on the wall. And I was just thinking, like, wow, how cool is it that we share a room with Alessia Cara, Calvin Harris, I saw.
Chainsmokers, Halsey. Grand Theft.
They've all been in here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Coleman Hill.
Real badass. Anyway, 780-107 on the text line. potato chip specialist, the text we got.
Maddie texted in saying, I used to tell girls I was a mattress tester.
Oh.
But really, I just slept a lot.
Oh.
So you, at first you thought it was perverted,
yeah.
right? We have a guy that actually works here that test mattresses on the side. Hunky Hamill.
He's got like the coolest side jobs. He'll be like, yeah, sorry, I got to dip out a little early today. Got to warm up the horses at the tracks. You know, take them for like some test runs or whatever. And I'm like, that's a thing? So yeah, he's got like, and you said, as you said, a mattress tester. He goes to people's houses.
Make sure that their mattresses are on point.
And he's like, okay, so like, where do you get sore? And this is why you don't have a firm enough mattress. Pretty cool. Think of all the cougars.
Well, even just think of the type of people that would ask for someone to come over to test their... You're right. It would be the cougs.
The cougs, yeah. I've never met a 20-year-old person who would pay somebody to do that.
No.
Professional lottery winner. That's from Paul.
You can be a baby cuddler at the U of A hospital. Okay, I know. I've tried to apply. Very long list.
Really?
Well, because everybody... like. Especially people that either can't have children or they're old and their babies have left the nest. It's a cool job to be able to just snuggle these newborn babies that have just entered the world. What a cool experience. Paul texted in saying professional lottery winner.
Yeah,
imagine.
I said that one already.
Oh, you did? Sorry.
You should be a professional listener.
This is Brighter in the Morning with Lisa Evans.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
All right, what do we got going on today, Lisa Evans?
There's one victim from the shooting in Vegas that is now suing Mandalay Bay for being irresponsible with letting the guns go into the hotel room.
I don't know. Like, how do you monitor? Do you monitor every big bag that comes in?
Right.
I guess they should have been skeptical when the same guy kept on bringing big bags in, but I could see how... That's not a hotel staff's responsibility to monitor what people are bringing in and out. It feels like misplaced blame.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, totally. I get where you're coming from.
Mandalay Bay isn't responsible for what happened. The fact that a crazy person could get his hands on that many automatic weapons is probably more so the issue.
In lighter news, Riverdale Season 2 is on Netflix now. That's exciting.
They're changing Route 99... which is just the best diner in the city, into, like, the diner from Riverdale.
The chocolate pop-up chocolate shop. What's it called?
I don't know. Some guy's named Joe's or something.
Who cares? There's going to be free milkshakes for the first 200 people that walk through the door between 7 and 10 p.m. This is Friday night, October 13th. Ooh.
I just hope they're serving their Eggs Benny.
I don't think they will be at night. Sorry, my friend. Frankie Muniz is in the news. He's actually on Dancing with the Stars right now, and he was asked, like, how was it growing up as a star in Malcolm in the Middle? He's like, I don't remember it. Guy's had 9 concussions because he's a race car driver now.
Did you have a concussion?
Why?
Because we talked about this story yesterday at exactly this time.
We did?
I want to play it again.
What?
Jimmy Kimmel slowing down Trump's voice to make him sound drunk at a speech he gave yesterday.
I've had friends for years. They know me. Hey, Don, how you doing? How's it going? Bah, bah, bah. Now they see me. They're all uptight. Mr. President, how's it? It's weird. I said, will you please loosen up?
We have the capabilities of doing the same thing here. I just wish I would have thought of it first. I did come up with the unnecessary censorship where I put swear words in stuff that wasn't swear before Kimmel.
No, don't you remember that time that I came up with that idea where we would sit in front of a rainy window and just like, it's like we were talking to our diary about deep thoughts. And I was like, hey, Ryder, it's raining today. I'm going to film you. And you said something. And then Jimmy Kimmel literally... Jimmy Fallon did the exact same segment on his show a week later.
With the same
joke that you used. It was the trippiest thing.
Yeah.
And no one's ever going to believe us.
No.
That was crazy.
I guess we could just claim that we came up with this first. But sure. Yeah, I've taken some clips of you talking and slowed you down in them to make you sound drunk.
I'm worried that I'm going to sound just the same.
No. Kind of. Here we go. says that teens will eat healthier if they see it as rebellious.
What?
So,
so you like draw like put sunglasses on your carrots?
No. No.
Not oh, quite. Okay. Like put your hair on a motorcycle
no,
on the table?
No, that's not it either. There you go.
Oh no.
Not bad. I did it with another one too.
Oh.
Here we go. At what temperature would you be like, no, I'm not going as a cold nurse?
I don't know, 20 below.
20 below?
Totally. We're Alberta girls. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, but don't you like end up waiting in lines and bars?
No, I don't do lines. I go to the front and pretend I have really bad diarrhea, and then I get right in.
There we are.
No.
Yeah, I think it sounds good. You might have to start getting drunk on the show a little bit more often. I did one with me, too.
Yes, I need to hear this.
Where I slowed her down. I believe this is it. Yeah. Nevada declared a state of emergency as their weed dispensaries are running out of weed.
So now what? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I guess you could just do everything else that you can do in Vegas.
Yeah, just go hit up the Wet Republic or whatever that pool is called where everyone's popping.
Drink on the street and get an escort instead to kill some time until they fill up the dispensaries again.
No.
Oh,
that's
fun.
The best.
I feel like that's what I sounded like last night at Arcade Fire.
Oh, no.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9.
Only on Hot 107.
Let's go have a beer. What? We're not allowed to hug?
I don't want to hug.
I would rather hug than have you punch me the entire duration that we're in the studio. Ow!
That's what you get for trying to Weinstein Ryder.
Yeah, don't Weinstein me.
I'll Weinstein all I want.
No, that's not funny. You'll drink a Weinstein all you want. All right, thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget to leave a review or like tell your friends or something. I got a kid to feed, you know? Grow the show.